can see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Hump Day Wednesday, April 29th, 2026 edition. I got a text message from one of our loyal listeners. Last week, Randy, I received an email poll. It only asked me questions about John James and Perry Johnson. No other candidates were mentioned. I was truthful and said I was truly undecided. Excellent. So, number one, you were not polled by this Glenn Gariff group because they polled on four of the five Republican candidates. Very interesting, though, that they wanted to talk to you only about John James and Perry Johnson. Now, after the filing of the signatures, I announced, I believe it was on yesterday's show or maybe it was Monday's show, that I have vetted the candidates. I've looked at their policies, their platforms, what they want to do, and I looked at their ability to fund a campaign that is going to require millions, multi-millions of dollars to not only win the August 4th primary, but the November general election to make sure we get a Republican governor. I focused on that poll, basically, because they are the top two leaders right now running, Congressman John James and businessman Perry Johnson. I, in the end, endorsed Perry Johnson personally. And here's why I did it. Statewide U.S. Senate races, 2018 against Debbie Stabenow, and then the next year cycle, 2020 presidential election, major, huge turnout. John James lost again to Gary Peters. What does that tell me? On a statewide race, the Upper Peninsula, the whole Lower Peninsula, statewide, John James is a loser, a two-time loser. It wasn't until he ran for Congress in the 10th Congressional District down in Shelby Township was he able to win a two-year term to Congress. He won in 22, he won in 2024. In that November 5th, 2024 election, it wasn't even 4 months into him being sworn in on January 1st of 2025. 4 months later, he announced he was running for governor, April last year. James has been running for governor for over a year. That's number one. Number two, Perry Johnson is self-funding his campaign. If you go to perryjohnson.com, his campaign website, he doesn't even have a donate button. All the other candidates are seeking and needing donations. Perry Johnson, as far as I'm concerned, is a businessman like Donald Trump. And that's exactly what I wanted for the November election. A businessman who can self-fund his campaign, let us keep our money. All he's asking for is your vote. That's the guy that can fix Michigan. That's who I'm endorsing. John James will lose in November. We will end up with Governor Benson or Governor Duggan, the former mayor of Detroit. John James will be a three-time statewide loser if he's our nominee. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. The House Election Integrity Committee reopened a can of worms with State Representative Jennifer Wirtz, Republican from Quincy, introducing her bill, House Bill 5845, addressing last year's Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's implementation of a rule that would mandate that county clerks need to transfer their electronic poll book data to the Bureau of Elections qualified voter file within 1 week of certifying an election. In addition, after the electronic poll book data is transferred to Lansing Bureau of Elections qualified voter files, the local clerks need to delete that poll book data. It was during a series of hearings last year that the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, JCAR, discussed the new rule that eventually became a point of contention. At one hearing last September, September 17, 2025, Republicans tried to put a pause on the rule, but ultimately couldn't get the Senate Democrats on board, especially as the Democratic chair walked out of the hearing following a heated exchange. Well, those hearings evidently inspired Wirtz to write the bill this year. The bill would align with Michigan election law as well as federal election laws that require preserving election records for 22 months. This rule is one part of a broader coordinated push by the Secretary of State's office to centralize election record keeping. At her office, referring to Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who, by the way, folks, is running for governor this year. To centralize the election record keeping and to push local clerks out. I totally disagree fundamentally with this decision, which is why I introduced this bill. Wirtz said that at this first JCAR hearing, they didn't get to vote on this new rule. They were told that's how it was going to be. That's how the elections are going to work. She was also concerned that the U.S. Department of Justice could file a lawsuit against the state of Michigan for enforcing this rule, which she said was enacted by bureaucrats in a department and was not made by us elected officials. Well, this time around, Democrats seem to be primarily on board with the bill. However, State Representative Mai Chong, Democrat of Warren, was still skeptical. She presented for clarification and pressed for clarification, questioning whether election data stored on flash drives would be retained despite past guidance to delete similar information after 7 days, citing at least four memos from former Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. Chong also raised questions about the security risk of keeping sensitive voter data on portable drives, arguing the flash drives could be more vulnerable compared to other storage methods. She also pointed out that much of the same information had already been printed and retained for nearly 2 years, asking what had changed to justify this shift in the practice. Well, in response, Republican Wirtz pushed back on the premise, stating that only tabulator summaries, the tabulator tapes, you know, at the end of the night when the polls close, the poll workers close out the machines, Well, in the morning before election started, they zeroed out the machines. They made sure there was no votes in there. At the end of the night, they run another tape that shows the actual voting numbers. That's all printed out in what's called the tabulator tape. Well, Wirtz pushed back, saying only the tabulator summary is printed, while all the detailed election data that is stored digitally in both the flash drives and the poll books, which are then handled through a formal chain of custody process by local clerks. This is how it works. Your local clerks, township, city, villages, wherever you guys vote, they close out the elections and they take all that information, hopefully before midnight, to the county clerk's office. The county clerk's office then uploads off the flash drives all of the election numbers to the Secretary of State's office. But then they keep it. For every single election I can remember forever, they keep it for 22 months. Because in 2 years, folks, we're going to have a presidential election year, 2028. We go through a presidential primary in, what was it, February, March. We have a party primary in August. We have a general election in November for president. Well, 2 months before this year's August primary, November election, June, and then in September, the clerks delete this 2026 year's election, preparing for the 2028 election. Benson wants to change that. Well, Wirtz, drawing on her own experience in government record keeping, questioned why election materials would be discarded rather than preserved locally for accountability, including even access through potential Freedom of Information Act FOIA requests. What about close races and recounts? If we destroy the records, we can't even perform a recount, said Wirtz. Additionally, she said, this information should be available at the local level, rather than requiring residents to go through the Secretary of State's office in Lansing. Well, Chair Rochelle Smith did not allow Chong to even reply to Wirtz's statements. She chaired the committee, she held the gavel, and held her out of order. The committee voted on a H-1 substitute that would clarify that after 22 months, then clerks could erase the data from the flash drives in order to reuse it, in order to save money on having to buy new flash drives. Chong was the only member who passed on voting. She abstained. Her Democratic counterparts, State Representative Stephen Wooden, Democrat of Grand Rapids, and Matt Colazar, Democrat of Plymouth, voted yes. The rest of the Republican members also voted yes on the substitute. So, what they're basically trying to do via House Bill 5845, it may have bipartisan support and may pass in the House. Question is going to be, will it pass in the Senate? And then finally, will Governor Gretchen Whitmer sign it? I got a very simple question. Why does Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who is overseeing elections in the state while she's been our Secretary of State, why does she want to change the rules for this year's election? Because she's running for governor? She wants to change the rules that could potentially help her become the next governor of the state of Michigan, because she can implement these rules on these local clerks. And because all of them are afraid of Jocelyn Benson, they will follow her rules. Local clerks, if you're listening, you do not work for Jocelyn Benson. Secretary of State and their Bureau of Elections can only recommend guidance to you. If you have questions, you can call them and ask them for answers. They are not your boss, and you do not answer to Jocelyn Benson. If you don't believe me, call your corporate counsel. Ask them, is Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, my boss? Do I have to follow her rules? Or do I get to run the elections the way I've always run the elections and not have to follow these rules that she has put forward? Finally, I agree with Perry Johnson's statement. He's already come out and said that Jocelyn Benson should recuse herself from overseeing this year's election. She's a candidate for governor and should not be involved in it in any way, shape, or form. I agree with Perry. Recuse yourself. Stop going to your office. Stop going to your Secretary of State's office. We are in the primary season. We are just 3 months away. Actually, we're about a month and a half away from 45 days of early voting. I looked it up. What was the date? Absentee ballots for August 4th are going to start going out June 20th? Friday is May 1st. 1 month and 20 days from Friday, ballots are going to start going out to those on absentee voter list. Unbelievable. Well, it appears the Republicans in the House are prepared to fight these rules. Again, will the Senate, Democrat-controlled Senate right now, that, of course, may be changed on next Tuesday's May 5th election in the 35th State Senate District race, we could end up with gridlock. Who would break the tie? Secretary of State endorsed candidate for the Democrats, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. And then, would Whitmer even sign it? If Benson wants it, her friend, ally, fellow attorney, Whitmer, will probably veto the bill. So House Bill 5845 is on my list. I will be following it. We'll see when it gets on to the House floor schedule for a vote. First, second, third reading and a vote. And we'll see which committee it gets assigned to in the Senate. If it goes to government ops, the bill is dead. Tom the Hour News, we'll be right back.